This week on Midwest Week, trying to keep up with the problems and changes in Rock Island County government. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Eric Timmons, reporter for the Dispatch in Rock Island Argus. One of the most recent changes is the Rock Island County Board has a new chairman. So, Eric, who was the former chairman, and what happened to him?
The former chairman was Phil Banaszek, a Democrat from Moline, and he had been the chairman since late 2012. And he resigned the day before the board was scheduled to conduct a vote on removing him from office.
And do you think there were enough votes to remove him?
It's hard to say. It would have required a two-thirds majority of the board. And it's hard to say. People say, board members say they expected it would have been tight.
So why was he at least, why was there at least the possibility that he could be removed? Was it something he did or something else going on?
It's really an accumulation of things. Ever since he took office, there's been just really a lot of different scandals and controversies at the counties. There's been several, two whistleblower lawsuits brought by former employees, and he's named as a defendant in both of those. You know, and there are just various political divisions, controversies with the plans to build a new courthouse, and all of the problems at Hope Creek Care Center.
So it's safe to say that there are some problems that he could have been blamed for and some that sort of built up through the years, and he was the wrong guy at the wrong time or something?
There are certainly systemic problems that he inherited. The issues at Hope Creek Care Center and the courthouse and the county's finances, those were all there before he took office.
And how about Mr. Banaszek as chairman? Did he seem like he was a good leader of the board, or was that part of the problem as well?
Well, a lot of his critics didn't like his leadership style and felt that he wasn't sort of a good negotiator. He wasn't good at compromising on the things that he wanted to do. And, a big event in his leadership was when the chairman of the Rock Island County Democratic Party in June called on him to resign. And that really put a lot of pressure on him as a leader of the county.
Now, do I get the right impression that the Democrats on the county board were sort of split between removal or keeping him on?
Yes, there was a small group of Democrats on the board that supported him to the end, and there was also at least one Republican who didn't think he should have been removed from office.
So, who's the new chairman, at least on an interim basis, and how might he be different from Mr. Banaszek?
The new chairman is also a Democrat. He was the vice chair. He's called Ken Moose Miranda. He's from Milan. Mm-hmm. He's been on the board for quite some time. And I think he's going to serve until Mr. Banaszek's term was due to end on December 1st. And I think after that, he is interested in taking the job on and running for the position after that. But from that point on, the county is planning to have an administrator, so the duties and responsibilities of the chairman's position will be greatly reduced.
But at least initially, he'll still be the chair and in a fairly important leadership position.
Yes.
What do we know about Mr. Miranda's priorities, leadership style, or anything? Will he be much different from Mr. Banaszek?
I think Mr. Miranda would be viewed as more of a calmer person, and I think he's going to try and sort of steady the ship a little bit and just get through this next period when the county is trying to put a budget together and there are all kinds of financial issues going on. One thing about Mr. Miranda is that he serves on the Board of Health, which oversees the county health department, and there was a controversy there where Mr. Banaszek was attempting to, and some other people on the county board wanted to charge the health department to lease its own building from the county. That's something that Mr. Miranda opposed. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with that now.
Another major change in Rock Island County government is the new sheriff. And remind us, who was the former sheriff and what happened to him?
The former sheriff was Jeff Boyd, also a Democrat and a longtime employee of the sheriff's department in Rock Island County. And he entered a plea agreement after an investigation by Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan, and he was charged with attempted official misconduct based on cyberstalking. And as part of the agreement, he resigned from his position.
Okay, so now there's some question beyond all of that, Eric. There's some question about the timing of the investigation and the resignation of former Sheriff Boyd. What is all that? Why would it have made a difference maybe if this had all gone on 6 months ago?
Well, by the time Sheriff Boyd resigned, it was September 12th, and the deadline for he was up for re-election in November, but Republicans didn't have a candidate to run against him. And by the time he resigned, it was too late for them to get somebody on the ballot or even to run a write-in candidate. And so the Republican Party chairman, Bill Blum, has been saying, sort of questioning the timing of this, wondering if there was political interference to delay the announcement of the plea agreement to make sure Republicans couldn't get anybody on the ballot. But it has to be said there is no evidence of interference, and the AG's office denies that there was any political meddling whatsoever.
Now, was the investigation completed 5 months ago and could have been announced then, or were there some other things that delayed it until early September?
There are some questions about that. The investigation appears to have started in April, mm-hmm. when the state police and Lisa Madigan's office were asked to investigate by local police here. And it lasted for several months. It was certainly still ongoing in June, and then we know that a grand jury was convened, and so there are still some cloudiness there about when it was ended and why it took so long to bring the charges against Mr. Boyd.
Okay, but isn't it also partly the fault of the Republicans for not proposing a candidate many months ago?
Yeah, sure. That's what Democrats are. You know, are kind of saying that Republicans are crying over spilt milk here, and that, you know, it's their own fault for not having a candidate.
So the new sheriff, or at least the interim sheriff, is Jerry Bustos, and how long will he be in office?
Well, at the moment, Mr. Bustos has replaced Mr. Boyd on the ballot in November. And so he's unopposed on the ballot, so in theory he'll serve a four-year term. However, the Republicans have filed an objection to his nominating papers, because Mr. Bustos was nominated by the Democratic Party after Mr. Boyd's resignation to replace him on the ballot. And the Republicans are arguing that this was not done correctly, that various technical procedures were not followed. Mm-hmm. And so the county's electoral board recently ruled that Mr. Bustos should stay on the ballot. They overruled the objection from the Republicans, and now the Republicans are appealing that to the circuit court. And it's getting very close to the election, so it's a little bit messy, but we'll just have to wait and see what happens.
But I mean, aren't the absentee ballots and military ballots already out? So if the circuit court makes some sort of ruling, isn't it kind of too late for some of this?
It might be. We're kind of in uncharted territory. It has to be said, the Rock Island County State's Attorney, John McGahey, he insists that he has researched the state's election code thoroughly, and that everything has been done correctly. And Illinois' election laws can be quite confusing and sometimes contradictory.